This is Chris, and welcome to Popcorn Finance News, where I search the internet for the numbers that catch my eye and the news that I think you'll want to hear and break them all down in about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Today is April 4th, 2024, and let's jump into today's number. Today's number is 65%. About 65% of tax filers received a tax refund in 2023. And this is a rough estimate that I calculated from data that I was reviewing over on the IRS website. And these numbers were based on data that came from the end of 2023. Now, I want you to get ready because I got a lot of numbers for you, but it'll be quick. All right, so first, the IRS received just over 162 million total tax returns last year. And from those returns, they ended up issuing 105.7 million refunds that totaled $334.9 billion. Now, the average tax refund that was direct deposited into accounts from all those millions of refunds was $3,145 per person, which comes out to about 3 weeks of pay for the average American. Today, I thought I'd do something a little bit different for this segment in the show. Instead of grabbing a specific article, I wanted to talk to you about something that's always popping up in news headlines right around this time of year, and that is spring cleaning for your finances. Now, this could mean literally anything, but I take this more of a reminder to look at some of the things in our finances that you might have been ignoring over the past few months. Today, I wanted to focus on three areas that could use a little bit of cleaning as we get into, you know, springtime here. The three areas that I wanted to focus on were debt, taxes, and monthly subscriptions. So first, I want to start with debt because we're three full whole months out from all those resolutions that we set back in January. And I know I've already fully forgotten most of whatever it was I said that I was going to do, but I know for a fact that for most people, getting your finances in order is pretty close to the top of most lists when it comes to setting resolutions. And with credit card debt now hovering around $1.13 billion, we could all use a little more help with the ways that we look at our debt. So for this category here, I want you to go out and ask for lower interest rates on your credit cards. And now I know this sounds crazy, right? With interest rates constantly rising, I'm sure you've all seen your credit card interest rates jump up. I know mine have. It may sound a little weird to say if they're raising everyone's interest rates, how can I call them and ask for a lower rate? But I recently spoke with Matt Schultz. He works over at LendingTree. And he said that in a recent survey, they found that about 76% of people who asked for lower interest rates ended up getting one. And that's not a guarantee, right? It's not 100%. But those are pretty good odds, right? Like 76% of people, more than three quarters of the people who asked got a lower interest rate. And on average, their rates were reduced about 6.3%. So hopefully that's enough motivation to get some of you out there and just ask for a lower rate, because what's the worst they could say? No. And then you're just kind of where you were before. Next, let's look at taxes. Now, you've probably learned some very helpful information over the past few weeks or past months as you've been working on your tax returns. And if you ended up owing money, that means that you underpaid all throughout the year. That means you weren't sending the federal government or even the state enough money out of your paycheck. And so now when you kind of look at everything together, you're like, oh, well, I guess you owe some more money. On the other side, if you got a refund, that means that you've been overpaying, means you've been sending them too much money every paycheck. And that's why you're getting this money back. So now that you're in a position to where you know if you've been over or underpaying on your taxes every single paycheck, I want you to go and adjust your W-4 at work. A W-4 is just it's not simple because there's a lot going on that form, but as far as tax forms are concerned, it's a relatively simple document that everyone has to fill out when they start a new job. It's normally in that big stack of papers that you fill out when you first start. Payroll uses the information that you put on that W-4 form to set up how much money in taxes is going to be taken out of your check every single payday. And you can go in and ask to change this at any time. It doesn't really matter. And you can trust me. I ran payroll departments for like 7 years and people did this to me all the time. They came in and said, I want to change my W-4. I'm like, fine, it's no big deal. I really didn't care, which is part of my job. Didn't even think twice. So don't feel weird about asking to do this. It's not going to be a big deal. Now, if you were someone who ended up owing money when you filed your taxes, and let's just say, for example, you owed $1,200. What you can do is go to your payroll department, ask for a W-4 and say, I want to have an extra $100 per month taken out of my paycheck. And when I went and looked at the most recent W-4 form, you should be able to make that change in a field called extra withholding. And I believe it's box 4C on the W-4. And in there, you can put in the extra amount that you want to have come out. So if you're paid once a month, you put $100 and they'll take out an extra $100 each month. If you're paid twice a month, drop that down to 50. If you're paid twice a week, then you got to do a little more math to figure out that number. You'd basically just take that $1,200 divided by 52, because 52 weeks in a year, and then you multiply that by two, and that's how much you want to have taken out every paycheck. And as long as nothing else significant has happened to your financial life, like you didn't have an extra kid, you didn't buy a house, you didn't change jobs, you didn't get a huge raise or a huge pay cut, if everything is relatively the same, then this will put you in a much better place next tax season. It may not exactly zero things out, but it'll get you much closer to not owing something, and maybe you'll get a small refund back instead. Now, if you're on the other side and you got a huge refund, there's nothing wrong with that, right? If you like that, go for it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, no, don't do this. Because, yeah, there's reasons why you shouldn't get a big refund. But there's also reasons why people like getting big refunds. So, hey, you do you. But the problem does arise if you find yourself struggling each month. Now, if you're getting this huge refund and every month you're kind of scraping to get by and having to pull out a credit card, now's the time to go in and reduce the amount you have taken out of your paycheck. You may need to completely refill out that form. The W-4 kind of looks like a tax return. So you can just go through there, follow the instructions, do all the extra forms. So there's like extra tables a couple pages back in the W-4 that'll walk you through the whole thing. Make sure you're accounting for your spouse's income. Make sure you're accounting for all your dependents. Put all the information in you can so that way you can get as accurate a number as possible, because you don't want to be struggling every month just because you know you have this big tax return coming in April, because why do that to yourself? Let's end with the final area I want you to take a look at, your monthly subscriptions. Now's a great time to just go through and take a look at what is actually coming out of your bank account. Now, I see this tip all the time, like review your monthly subscriptions. And normally when I see this, I think, what are they talking about? There's no way that I wouldn't know if a monthly subscription was coming out of my bank account every single month. Like there's no way I would 100% notice that. But then I'm quickly reminded that I am not a normal person and I run a personal finance podcast. So yeah, I'm probably a little more, you know, paranoid or vigilant or whatever word you want to use when it comes to my bank accounts. I'm probably noticing things more than the average person. And I was reminded of this because I had a friend who literally this morning, he told me that he just realized he had been paying $10 a month to Sirius XM for 3 years, 36 months. He's been doing this nonstop. And he doesn't even listen to Sirius XM. He doesn't even listen to the radio. He's listening to podcasts and Spotify all the time. He just signed up because there was a promotion and for some reason he just forgot. And it's just been coming out of his bank account. So that was the eye-opening story I needed to hear to let me know. And look, people do need to be reminded of this because it does happen. And it can be easy to lose track of these automatic purchases, especially if you're not going in and looking at your bank account all the time. If you're going in like once a month, it's pretty easy to miss some payments that have come through that you didn't even notice. So what I want you to do is take 30 minutes. It could be even less than that. It could be 20 minutes, but I just want you to think 30 and then be happy if it's only 20 minutes. And I want you to go and grab all of your statements, your credit card statements, your bank statements, all that stuff for the past month. And then I want you to just go through them. And it shouldn't take you that long, right? Because we're just talking about 1 month. You don't need to do half of the year. And just look through, go line by line through each transaction and just make sure it makes sense that everything there that's showing up is things that you wanted to pay for. And if it's recurring, you want it to keep coming out of your bank account. Now, if you don't recognize a transaction, that is a red flag and you need to stop right then and there and figure out what it is. Hopefully it is not fraud. It is just something that you forgot about and you can take action to make sure that it doesn't come out next month. I think this is a good spot to stop for today's episode. Thanks again for joining me. And if you have a topic or a number or an article that you want me to cover in a future episode, please feel free to reach out to me. You can always email me questions@popcornfinance.com or send me a message on any of the social media sites. There's links in the show notes if you want to find out where you can follow me, connect, and send me your questions or your topic ideas. But as always, I appreciate you all joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.